I'm on the main floor of the 2016 Action Colleagues Conference and exploring some of the departments who are on display. First up, let's look at fundraising.
Hi, I'm Matt Smith. I work for RNIB and Action for Blind People in the Legacy team. And I've been here manning a stall trying to collect words of wisdom for this year's Remember a Charity campaign.
What sort of words of wisdom have you collected so far?
We've had from the sublime to the ridiculous, really. Some quite profound ones right through to don't eat yellow snow. So a myriad of wise and wonderful from all sorts of people here today.
And what's the thinking behind the words of wisdom?
Basically, RNIB and Action are members of the Remember a Charity Consortium, which is 150 other charities, trying to normalise and sort of press upon the public the importance of legacy giving, so giving gifts in wills. Mm-hmm. And our charities, obviously, it's a vital part of it. I think a third of our total income comes from legacies. So this year, they always have a different theme, and this year's theme is, what would you pass on? So as well as doing something legendary like leaving a legacy, what legendary words of wisdom do you have as well? So it can be something that you've been told or something that someone's told you or that you will pass on to your sort of nearest and dearest.
Now, other than legacies, what else do you have on the table here?
We have some of our invites from our gala dinner that we hold. So that's from our major donor team. We also have our Talking Books campaign as well, which is to try to raise money to sponsor Talking Books, which is headed by our community team. We've got various will guides, our pledger calendars as well. So yeah, lots of just different sort of fundraising material.
And some teddy bears as well.
And some teddy bears. Teddy bears always draws them in and then we can get them.
I also found out about Living with Sight Loss courses.
Hi, I'm Karishma and I'm promoting the Living with Sight Loss course. I do a 2-day version and there's a 6-day version of it. And it's aimed for people who are, you know, are new to sight loss and need advice on the emotional aspects of sight loss, everyday technology, and just to make new friends. And yeah, I'm a course facilitator. And
do you have sight loss yourself?
Yes, I do.
What sort of sight loss?
I have albinism.
So you're well versed in having experience in training other people in how to deal with their sight loss? So
I'm good at listening to people and just like advising on their needs, especially in the courses. It's really responding to what the client needs and just advising them, because everybody, sight loss is so diverse with everybody that you can't, there's no one solution for all.
Is there one solution that's more common than the others, or is everybody just completely different?
I would say everyone's completely different. Because, you know, there are obviously some common things, but everyone is different in the sense how it's implemented and just going on.
So it's a 2-day or a 6-day Living with Sight Loss course. If anyone's interested in attending, how do they get in touch?
They call the RNIB helpline, so it's 0303 123 9999, and they can refer you to the right department or the team.
Data and data protection was talked about a lot at the conference. The double-edged sword of people not wanting data to be held about them and worried about its safety, and yet if data isn't held, they become anonymous and have to repeat their story again and again to every advisor they contact. Rowena Fielding is the person who helps keep your data safe.
I am Rowena Fielding and I'm the group's information governance officer. So I do privacy, confidentiality, data protection for the whole RNIB group of charities.
And what does that mean for your day-to-day work?
It means that I support the organisation, everyone who works in the organisation, to make sure that we're all handling and using information in ways that's fair and legal and aren't going to get us into trouble. So for me, that's helping with queries about how we collect and keep customer information, queries about how we handle our own employees and volunteers' information, about how we can use and reuse stuff. I have a very varied working day.
And what tips would you give us to make your life easier?
We have new policies up on Policy Wiki, the information governance section. They're very human readable, so please, please do read them. And if there's anything in there you don't understand, please do ask about it. I also have a group on Facebook at work. It's called Ask the IG Geek. That's me, by the way. So if you have a question or a query or a comment or anything about data protection or information governance, the chances are that other people will have the same questions. So please do ask. You will get an answer. So my message to everybody is keep calm and protect data.
If you would like to know more about any of the things you've just heard, head to rnib.org.uk or actionforblindpeople.org.uk, or you can call the joint telephone number, the RNIB helpline, on 0303 123 9999.